Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 198 on December the 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we're going to cover the trades from last week on Galera Therapeutics, International Game Technology, and the United States Steel Corporation. And we'll discuss three new trades on Context Logic, Inc., Barrick Gold Corporation, and Mosaic Company. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also made a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the market's creeped a little bit higher during this shortened trading week approaching this holiday weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 585 points, closing the week at 35,950 points. The S&P 500 index gained 105 points, ending the week at 4,725 points on Thursday. And just a reminder, the markets closed on Thursday, December 23rd, and they are closed today. I'm sorry, they were open on yesterday, and they closed on Friday, December 24th, in honor of the Christmas holiday. The markets will be back open on Monday morning for regular trading hours. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is beware of cocktail party or holiday party investment advice. And I'm sure some of you have already experienced this. So occasionally I've met people at holiday parties who profess to trade options. It's rare that I meet someone who knows enough about options that taking their advice would actually be prudent. Now, typically someone will spout off about past trades, or they'll mention the option Greeks in hopes of appearing intelligent or smarter than everyone else. These are the people you need to be leery of. There's a quote that I love from Henry David Thoreau that essentially says, "Go confidently in the direction of your dreams." Well, these people seem to be going confidently in the wrong direction. So given the time, this time of the year that we're in, I figured a little season's greeting, or rather a little bit of a season's warning about bad trading advice is worthwhile. In addition to options, right now, beware of people, random people who are unqualified to give you cryptocurrency advice too. That also seems to be, you know, fashionable. It's in vogue right now. You hear someone who's, you know, mother's daughter's cousin's best friend or their son-in-law or whoever made X amount of money in Dogecoin or in something along those lines, Bitcoin, Shiba, Avalanche, you know, what do you think about Cardano? And like, people will have these conversations that will make you think that you should go and put your hard-earned capital at risk. So just remember, it's said that a little bit of education is a dangerous thing. I'll take experience over education every day of the week. The best is when you have both. That's when you'll be better suited for discerning between which advice is worth actually listening to and the majority of it, which should be ignored. Do your own research and verify any investment advice that gets thrown your way this holiday season. Do not hop out there and say, you know, this guy in a really flashy, you know, this guy wearing a Gucci or Hermes or a Ferragamo belt told me that I should go out and buy, you know, Floku on Monday, or that I should be, you know, buying these 10 delta, 10 cent call options on name that company because they're going to triple in value by the end of the week. Like, do your own research. It will, and I say that as well for this show. I don't give financial advice on this show. I tell you guys trades that I am considering. And if you notice, I use market prices that you can go back and research over the weekend. These prices change on Monday morning, the moment everything kicks open again, right? So I have to do that, of course, for some a little bit of legal protection to make sure that it can't be sort of said that I'm giving investment advice. I just talk about trades more educationally. I talk about trades that I'm looking at. When people give you investment advice, especially if they've been sipping on their favorite wine or holiday liqueur, and they're telling you what an amazing year they had for returns, do your own research. Just take that. You know, I don't care if it's your favorite uncle or that guy who you know at the Christmas party for your company who you really try to avoid at work, but for some reason you guys spend the whole holiday evening party together. So beware, save, and protect your hard-earned capital. So let's get into the trade review from last week. We spoke as a caveat too. I mentioned these trades last week being they weren't my favorites. Or let me just say, because last week was options expiration, the pricing for the trades were not the way I would have liked. So a lot of this, there are some opportunities, I think, on Monday morning that were slightly better than these trades, even though these trades, they all fared just fine. But with it being options expiration last week, there weren't a whole lot of cherry picked or sweet deals to talk about on the show. So we're going to start off with the covered call that I mentioned last week on Galera Therapeutics. That symbol G is in golf, R is in Romeo, T is in tango, X is in X-ray. Now at the time that stock was trading for $2.96, I looked at buying stock and selling the January 5 call at 25 cents, hoping for a return of 77.36% in 5 weeks. Now, Galera Therapeutics stock rose $1.76 this week, ending the week at $4.72 per share. The call option we sold grew 60 cents, leaving us with a net profit of $1.16 if you were to close the trade out on Monday. Now, if stock closes just 28 cents higher in the next 4 weeks, you'll be looking at another $1.13 of profit. So keeping the trade on could lead to nearly twice the amount of profit. Needless to say, I wouldn't look at making any adjustments at this point. This trade is working as planned. And it's funny, I actually like covered calls. Some of you have asked some questions. I like covered calls on some of these. This is a penny stock, right? It's trading for less than $5 per share. So technically, that's a penny stock. I love it because covered calls have a lot of risk, but the risk is in the stock itself losing money. So when you've only put forth, you know, like in this trade, you put forth, you know, around $300 to buy the stock, that's your risk. Like, stock don't go to zero and neither do options. So the beauty of it is your risk in this trade actually is capped because the stock is so low, but you still have an opportunity to make an unusually high amount of return in a relatively short period of time. And obviously in this one, I mean, you still, if you had just bought stock, right, you'd still be up, you know, 50% on the week. But with the option, it gives you a little bit extra edge, a little bit extra kicker to go ahead and make that extra return. Plus with the option, you it does buy you a little bit, very small amount of cushion to protect yourself from any decrease in the stock price as well. So anyway, that's it. Our next trade was a credit spread. We looked at International Game Technology, symbol I is in India, G is in golf, T is in tango. At the time the stock was trading for $25.75 per share, I looked at selling that January 25-24 put spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents. Now, shares of International Game Technology grew $3.20, closing the week at $28.95 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money, which is great. The spread could be repurchased for 25 cents, marking a 10 cents gain on the week. Now, of course, given that the trade is now several dollars out of the money, there isn't any reason to close this trade. We want this spread to expire worthless, right? We want it to go all the way to zero. And if stock remains above $25 per share over the next 4 weeks, it will do just that. So no adjustments are needed. And part of the reason too, just so you guys know, when I describe the credit spread, I always talk about the maximum possible loss, because when you sell a spread, you're receiving money up front, but there's the possibility of loss on the backside, right? And when I talk about the debit spread each week, I talk about the amount that you're paying, and then I say a maximum possible gain. That's because you are experiencing, when you buy a spread, you're experiencing your maximum loss right then and there, right up front. You're starting at a loss, right? You're putting money out. But if the spread appreciates the way we expect it to, then that's why you end up with the maximum possible gain. So if you guys ever wonder, like, man, on the credit spread, he talks about loss, and on the debit spread, he talks about gain, that's just it. When you sell a spread, you are already right then and there at your maximum profit. Whereas if you buy a spread, you start off at your maximum loss. So different people have different strategies that will either include the sale of spreads or individual options, or purchasing spreads and individual options. And depending on which one you start at, will sort of define how much more risk you have that's open. So our final trade from last week was that debit spread on United States Steel Corporation. And if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that that's been a company that I return to. Much like Bank of America, I like the way the options are priced in United States Steel Corporation relative to the risk that's inherent in the trade. So when we looked, symbol is X is an X-ray. And at the time, the stock was trading for $23.08 per share. I looked at buying the January 22-23 call spread for 60 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 40 cents, which would be a 66.67% return in 5 weeks. Well, shares of United States Steel rose 7 cents, closing the week at $23.15 per share. That in-the-money spread we bought is still in the money. However, given the stock performance or lack thereof, your options would lose a little bit of time value. So the spread could be sold at roughly the same price that you paid for it. However, I still do like this spread. If stock were to finish higher in the 4 weeks, or even right where it is in 4 weeks from now, we would still lock in our full profit. So yielding a 66% return on capital isn't bad. I wouldn't make any adjustments at this point. I would wait for the stock to move towards break even before I would try to adjust this trade. For now, I'd just look at hanging out on the trade. I'd hang out and kind of see what happens over the next 4 weeks. I do like the possibility of end of the year rallies a lot of times. And I also like bullish Januaries. Now, February and March get in all sorts of other things. And of course, given what we've seen the market do over the last, you know, couple weeks, given the, the fear and then reality and then fear and then reality of the latest COVID variant and what that might do during the holiday season. Who knows where this is all going to go. But again, that's part of the reason I like spread trading, right? Like right off the bat, I know the maximum amount I can lose on my positions and I know how much I might gain. So I don't lose sleep. Like I used to have these things, we called them like trader mares, like trading nightmares, where you'd be tired at night, you'd go to bed, and then you would just dream about your position because you had all of this open risk on, and you know, you could be millions of dollars in your favor, or loss, or several hundred thousand, whatever it is, depending on what you're trading. Either way, it's causing so much stress that you are literally not resting at night. Your deep sleep is still having you sort of live out oftentimes the reality or the worst possible scenario of your trade. So one of the ways that I do that or have dealt with that in my own accounts is I don't take on more stress. I don't take on more risk than I am comfortable with. And spread trading has allowed me to still examine or really execute what I really want, execute my views in the market without putting on too much risk. And another person emailed me recently and asked why I look at $1 spreads or 50 cent spreads. The reality of it is a lot of people who start out in options are just taking a small part of their capital and using that small part to invest or trade in options. And they still leave the bulk of their assets in typically stock. Those stock investments might be a mix of individual names. They might be some sort of a mutual fund, portfolio that's offered for your 401k. You might have some stuff in your IRA. So, I think that's fine. I mean, you have to go with what you are comfortable with. And if you're, say, an engineer, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a marketer, you're marketing stuff, like whatever it is, you have a job that allows you to create some excess income, disposable income that you can turn around and use for investing. That's a beautiful thing. You have to use the tools that will allow you to feel comfortable with the amount of risk that's present so that you can make money, right? And so if you're going to start off with option trading, yeah, it'd be great if I knew that everyone on this show had a $100,000 trading account and our goal was going to be to turn it into, $200,000 to $300,000 over the next 12 months. I know people that start off trading options with $1,000. So I could put you in a $5 spread, that's $500 of risk. But I could teach you the same principles using $1 spreads. And then when you're comfortable and you're doing that consistently, maybe you see the pricing looks good in a $2 spread or a $4, I've trade $1,000 spreads plenty of times, but which is just $10 wide because options have that $100 principle or $100, multiplier. So, the size of the spread is irrelevant or less relevant. It really is about understanding the principles because the same principles in pricing for a $1 spread that will make that $1 spread profitable exists for a $5, a $10, or however big of a spread that you're looking at. So that's the answer for that. I'm all over the place today. Let's get into these trades, right? You guys are listening for some new trades. Find out what I'm thinking about for the next week. And of course, like I said, I'm recording this show on Friday, December the 24th. Happy Christmas Eve for those of you celebrating Christmas. And just know that the markets will be open bright and early, usual time on Monday morning. So we're going to start off with our covered call for the week, looking at Context Logic Inc., symbol W as in whiskey, I as in India, S as in Sierra, H as in hotel. The stock ended the week at $3.58 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the January 4 call at 26 cents, which could give us an 18.99%. It's almost a 19% return in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying stock for $3.58 and selling the January 4 call at 26 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4 per share. And the break-even price on this trade is $3.32. The stock purchase in real terms would require $358 and you would collect $26 for selling the option. Our next trade for the upcoming week is going to be a credit spread. Looking at Barrick Gold Corporation, symbol G as in golf, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $18.57 per share. I'm looking at selling the January 18.5/18 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents. Now you enter this trade by selling the January 18.5 put at 36 cents and concurrently buying the January 18 put for 20 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $18.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $18.34, and in real terms, you would receive $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be our debit spread. Looking at Mosaic Company, symbol M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $39.18 per share. I'm looking at buying the January 38-39 call spread for 67 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 33 cents or that's a 49.35% return on capital in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the January 38 call for $2.39 and concurrently selling the January 39 call at $1.72. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $39 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $38.67, and in real terms, you'll pay $67 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $38 per spread. So that's it for the trades for the show for this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday weekend. Happy Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas tomorrow. And for those of you who are not celebrating Christmas, then just happy holidays to you. Hope you guys have a wonderful time. And make sure you have a safe New Year's next week. I will be recording the show again next week on New Year's Eve, but want to make sure that I wish you a happy New Year. Looking forward to growing the show a bit more in 2022. You guys have been amazing in sharing this podcast this past year. I can tell because of the amount that it's grown in listeners. Just blows my mind that you guys come and listen to me talk about options each week. And I am honored. I can't say it. It's heartfelt. I am truly honored that you take time out of your weekend or week or whenever you listen to go along this journey with me. So have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.